4 Whiskey Tango Quebec.
4 WTQ, I believe that's right. This is KO4 RIM, go ahead.
KO4 WTQ.
Full here, I don't believe we've spoken before.
The name's Greg and Greer.
Greg, you dropped out a little bit there, like kind of like the radio stopped transmitting kind of in the middle, so I got your name, but that was about it.
Did you see where Ukraine attacked the Crimea, the Russian bridge?
Did not. I've actually been off the news today. I've been really tied up with some business here. But by the way, anybody who's listening, take a look at the moon right now. Man, it looks incredible. But yeah, I didn't hear about that. What's going on?
The bridge went into the Black Sea there. Really a slap in the face to Putin. I don't know what's going to happen over there. I wish Ukraine the best.
Friends from Bulgaria and one who actually grew up during the Soviet Union in Ukraine. And, you know, of course they don't like, you know, Russian aggression, but it's my understanding generally there's not a lot of animosity between the people themselves, like Ukrainians and Russians. You know, obviously with tensions like they are right now, there'll be that kind of animosity. But, I mean, it sounds like the, you know, the political elites are the ones causing all these problems, basically.
It's like a quote from Einstein, I believe it was. Old men start wars and young men fight them.
Finance and make money off of them, too.
I don't think Russia's making any money off this one.
It's interesting. I think Putin is he was one of the young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. And some of the things he's done, I mean, certainly seem to play into the hands of the agenda of that group. So I don't know. I kind of feel like we're watching a theater and, you know, the young people fighting it are just the cannon fodder, like you said.
I watch it. I was in Vietnam, and I just know that the pain of war. And see these the people there with their children getting killed and the houses, the destruction of the whole country.
If anything good about it, I know another gentleman who fought in Vietnam. He, you know, about some of the, like, he had PTSD, and he was talking about some of the, like, types of nightmares and things he would have. I mean, I don't know. I can imagine most people experiencing something like that would have, you know, those types of things afterwards. It's just, it's a horrible thing, or that is.
Biden, that I'm impressed he's actually supporting Ukraine on this. Putin and his nukes, I mean, to me, honestly, a sane man wouldn't talk about it like that.
In regards to Biden, I'm not sure he has much choice in the matter. If you think about it, you know, he has, he's pretty compromised with all the, like, the Burisma stuff. And, you know, I mean, who knows what the Chinese have on him and everything. So, I think he's beholden to the corrupt, you know, things in Ukraine. With regards to the other, like, you know, Russia and all that, I think on all sides they're just, it's like they want to deliberately destroy the world, the way they're acting and talking.
I question their thinking, but on Biden, I think he's getting some push from NATO, too.
Yeah, well, it was nice meeting you, Greg. I've got to step out here. I'm at my destination, but hope all goes well this evening for you, and nice to meet you here.
Me appreciate you too. I'm rather new at this, but it's great talking to you. Have a nice day. This is KO4WTQ, clear.
Mike, nice to meet you. This is KO4RIM, Ben, or sorry, Joel, and I'll be clear as well. Thanks.
4DK for radio check.